You're listening to the Electronic Media Collective Podcast Network. Yeah, it's a mouthful. For more great shows, like the one you're about to enjoy, visit electronicmediacollective.com. And now, our feature presentation.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another episode of Comics with My Kids. I'm Matt D, and with me today is...
Logan D.
And we are going over Dogman, Book 6. What's the subtitle, bud?
Brawl of the Wild.
Brawl of the Wild.
Brawl okay. of the Wild.
Brawl. How you spell that?
B-R-A-W-L.
Yep, it's Brawl, as in even to a fist fight. So, Brawl of the Wild. Okay, bud, so what can you tell us right off the bat about our book, Dogman, Book 6, Brawl of the Wild?
So, in the first part, it's about how George and Harold met, and then it's about them...
Wait a minute, bud. Hold on. Who wrote Brawl of the Wild?
Dave Pilkey did that.
All right.
And he also created George and Harold. At the beginning, they're talking, and Harold thought that George said, but duty.
Well, what are they talking about?
It's about that they're deep, wise Englishmen, and not merely violent, but duty. And Harold heard it wrong.
I'm a little lost here, bud. What are you talking about? Oh, how they're older and they're wiser?
Yeah.
And they've become more deep?
And still think there's funny stuff.
Oh, okay. And they have a duty to make comics then?
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
And so they're copying from comics and making them different. And so after that, it shows how Dogman was created. And I explained it in all the other ones. All
right, so we get a recap of the Dogman origin.
I don't really want to talk about it.
Yeah, we won't recap it here because we have 5 other episodes where we talk about the recap of how Dogman got blown up by a bomb.
Yep.
So if you want to hear the origin, go back and listen to episode 1 or 2 or 3 or 4.
One through five.
All right. So what do we got up next, buddy? After they give us the recap on the origin of Dogman?
Then they tell about the enemies and allies. And then after that...
Oh, wait a minute. Who are the enemies?
Petey, who later on becomes a good guy, and the fleas.
The fleas? They got, like, little fleas that are hopping around?
Nope.
Who are the fleas?
It's a team of bad guys. If you want to learn a lot more than what they are in this one, you're going to have to read listen to number 5. Number 5 has them.
Oh, yes, the Lord of the Fleas, that's right.
Yeah, that has them in there.
Because they were a pig, a gorilla, and was it a crocodile?
Yes.
And, or is he an alligator? I get those two confused.
I don't really know.
Well, clearly he's drawn like an alligator because he has an alligator face.
Okay, and...
Or is that a crocodile?
I think it's kind of funny how the fleas got shrunk into sizes of actual fleas.
That is kind of silly. All right, so what's chapter 1?
It's called Two Messages. And then, so we start off with the mailman coming, and he's got a special delivery for Chief.
Where's he coming into?
He's running into Chief's office while he's sleeping with Dogman.
Oh, how's he sleeping with Dogman?
He's sleeping. He kicked back his chair and is sleeping, and Dogman's sleeping on his lap.
Oh, like a little lap dog?
But then all of a sudden, he opens up the door and shouts, "Hey, Chief," and wakes them both up. And then he tells them tells him he got a special delivery. Then he snot, and then he's scrolling at the mailman, snatches the special delivery, and gets rid of the delivery guy.
The postman?
Yeah. And then Dogman was tugging on it.
Tugging on what?
Tugging on the bottom of the special delivery.
Oh, the envelope?
And they're doing it in a flip-o-rama.
Ah, the wonderful flip-o-rama. And just to recap with our listeners, how do you do a flip-o-rama?
You put your left hand in one spot and your right thumb in another one and switch back and forth quickly.
So then your paper becomes animated. And you get to see a cool picture of, what is that? That's the chief fighting over the envelope with Dogman?
Yeah. Dogman wants to eat it. Chief wants to get it.
Yeah, because everybody loves opening packages from the mail, right?
And it was a special delivery. But when it rips, Dogman chews off part of it, and Chief goes flying and destroys his own desk.
What? No.
Yeah, his phone broke and his chair went flying and his table fell over.
Wow, that's definitely a heck of a forceful throw.
And there...
What was in the special delivery?
It was a message from Yoli Capistri.
Who's Yoli Capistri?
She's the most famous movie maker.
Wow.
And she sent them a note and tickets for them, but they don't get the tickets because they were in the bottom and Dogman ate them.
Really? Well, why would they get tickets for what?
To go to the Dogman movie.
There's a Dogman movie?
Yeah.
When did they talk about a Dogman movie?
Oops.
Oh, wait, was that in book 5? Yeah, we left that for the listener to read. So hopefully, spoiler alert, everyone's read book 5 as we start up book 6. So tell me a little about the movie, buddy. What's the Dogman movie?
It's clay animated and I think it's pretty funny when Chief keeps on trying to explain the clay animation to Dogman, but he keeps on eating the clay pieces before he can take a picture.
Huh.
And then once Chief finally catches him eating them, then Dogman hurls all over Chief.
Oh my goodness. So, you like claymation?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah? You know what I think would be really cool?
Hmm.
Is if we had chocolate animation. If we took like little pieces of chocolate and carved them out to make like little figures and then did animation with that.
And then they ate them when they were done?
Well, I'm sure if you and I did it, I'm pretty sure I know who would be eating the chocolate.
You and me?
Yeah. Probably wouldn't get very far in our animation, huh? All right, so what happens next after Dogman ate all the clay and threw up all over everything?
No. Well, that's in the other book. Let's get back to this.
What do you mean it's in the other book? It's in this book.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
It is?
I clearly remember reading it. It's just a couple pages further on from where you're at. Because after, flip back. Sorry, listener, he's looking through the book as we're talking. Go back to where you were at. Open it back up. All right, turn that page. Turn that page. Exciting radio right now. Turn that page. Turn that page. Turn that page. Hey, guess what? Turn that page. Should be right there.
It's right here.
Yep.
Oh.
So, yes. It is in the book. It's just a little further on in the chapters. So, after, we'll go back. And after Dogman and the chief get the tickets.
And he eats the tickets.
Yep. What happens next?
Then, Petey's trying to be good, but he got...
Where did Petey come in all of a sudden?
At cat jail.
Oh, so we go over to the cat jail?
Yeah. And Petey...
So it would be like in a cartoon we'd hear, "Meanwhile, in cat jail."
Yeah. Big Jim asked Petey what he's doing, and he's tracking how long he has been good, and he got 16 seconds.
16 whole seconds? Wow.
Actually, wait, was it seconds or minute? 16 minutes.
Oh, okay.
He's been Even good better. For 16 minutes.
Well, that's good. I mean, he is a diabolical, evil genius cat. So then what happens?
And then after that, Big Jim tells Petey about his dream where he was eating a big marshmallow, and he said it was tender and fluffy and delicious, but when he woke up, his pillow was gone.
Well, that would explain where your pillow went.
And then he sneezed out feathers. And the feathers went out at Petey.
Ah, then what happened?
And then after that, he started being mean to Big Jim. He started yelling and yelling and yelling and made him cry.
Oh, that's not being very good.
And so he ripped his good chart, teared it all up, and then texted to little Petey.
Oh. Then what happened?
Then we go over to Dogman's house.
Is this a new chapter then?
No. Oh, yeah, it is. It's called Sad Guys.
Ah, the Sad Guys.
And so we fly over to Dogman's house, where little Petey's singing while building. And then...
What's he building?
He turned his little mini kitty scooter into a cat hog.
Oh, a big motorcycle? Mm-hmm. Cool.
And then ADHD made a supercomputer.
Is it super or super?
Super.
Yeah.
And he got the message that he couldn't see him today. So they go to cheer him up, and then they get new tickets.
Wait, who cheers him up?
Little Petey and ADHD run to go cheer up Petey.
Oh, okay. And now we go back to where?
We fly back over to the cops area. The cops got new tickets, and then he explains claymation.
And then, what happens?
Little Petey and ADHD make it over to the cat jail, and then the guard comes in to get Petey, and he tells Petey that he got visitors, and he said a kitten and a robot shaped like a bowling ball. Petey's upset, but then he sees little Petey and explains to him.
What does he explain to him?
About why he can't go. And then he shuts the door, and little Petey's trying to reach the doorknob, but when he's about to reach, ADHD stops him, and they're leaving.
Yeah.
And then we go back over to the cops area where he eats one more clay thing and then does the throw up I told you earlier.
Oh, yes. And how do we learn about the throw up?
The flip-o-rama.
The hurl-o-rama.
You're right, the hurl-o-rama. And then after that, Dogman's told to get out of there. But then little Petey does something that he wasn't supposed to do.
What's that?
He said, at least things can't get any worse.
Oh, not the infamous line of things can't get any worse.
And then the chapter 3, things get worse.
All right, Logan. So now that you've gone through and you kind of told the opening to Dogman Brawl of the Wild, what other little things do you like about Brawl of the Wild before we wrap up the review?
Well, What I like is the Hurl-O-Rama. I think that's kind of funny.
Yeah. All right, so out of 5 stars, what would you give the book?
Out of 5 stars, I would give it 5.
5? Oh, so this is better than all the other Dogman books?
No, I also like 4 and 7.
Right. But you didn't give 4 or 7 the... Well, we haven't done 7 yet, but you didn't give 4 that the high 5-star rating.
I did.
You did? Okay. Well, my mistake.
I think.
I think.
I'm all pretty right. sure, but...
So what was the best thing about Brawl of the Wild? What do we get out of it? What's the main story point? What do they mainly talk about in the book? Is it the silliness of a claymation movie?
It's basically about Dogman's adventure.
Ah, so you like this adventure better than the other ones?
Nope, I would actually give this one 4.
Oh, so it's actually 4 out of 5.
Yeah, 4 out of 5. 4 out of 5.
All right, so 4 out of 5 for Dogman Brawl of the Wild. All right, bud. What is there any last things you want to talk about for Dogman? This particular book?
No.
Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Well, thank you for joining us for Dogman Book 6 on Comics with My Kids, which you can find at...
Google Play, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, and CastBox.
And you can find the show at the Comics Corner Box and the Electronic Media Collective.
No, it's the comiccornerbox.blogspot.
That's right. The Comics Corner Box at the Electronic... the comiccornerbox.blogspot.com. Thank you, Logan. All right. If you want to email the show, you can email me at 60sreboot@gmail.com. That's the address for my other podcast, which is the 60s Reboot Podcast. But don't worry about that one, because you came to check out comic books. All right. So, thank you for listening. I hope you stop by our website and check out our other reviews.
Bye. I have my paper right in front of me right here from...
Well, wait to tell them how the sausage is made.
Sausage is made?
How yeah, do you make... you're telling them the behind-the-scenes stuff, that you have a piece of paper in front of you with all the stuff written down for blog spots and Apple Podcasts, and good thing I'm going to cut all this stuff out. You don't need to cover the mic, buddy. I'll just cut it out. It's not a big deal.
Like you're going to cut all this stuff out right here?
No, I might leave a little bit of here and there, the silly banter back and forth.
No. I mean, what we're saying right now, it's not part of the... We don't want this part of the podcast. We're
going to edit it. I'll leave it in there. What the hey, you know? You like rambling.
Ugh. Ramble on and on and on and on and on.
All right, well, this has been Comics with My Kids. I'm Matt D. Who are you?
I'm Logan D.
I'm Logan D.
I'm Logan D eating potatoes.
And thank you for listening. If you want to follow the show, you can find us at
Google Play, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, and CastBox.